going to be one of these messages that's going to have a little volume to it. So if you need to adjust some volume on your end, go ahead. Here we go. I'm in a little series called We're Doing It. Say it with me. Come on. We're doing it. Amen? Early service, doing something called Under Construction, looking at the man Nehemiah. The second service, I'm preaching a series on the man Joshua. Okay? Joshua was a great general for the nation of Israel. He was Moses, general. Well, now Moses is dead. Moses didn't get to go into the promised land because of unbelief, because of the folks, and also because of Moses' unbelief and taking glory himself and smiting a rock twice. You remember that story? And God said, "You're done. I love you. I'll bury you myself. It'll just be between you and me. But you ain't going into the promised land." So, one day Joshua gets the news that Moses, my servant, is dead. And Joshua goes, I'm sure, please don't say Moses just died. He says, "You're the man. You're the man. I'm going to use you in an incredible way. You be strong and very courageous. You can do this." Who, me? Yeah, you. All these Israelites, I know, I don't like them a lot either, God probably said. But they're my people. Amen? That's how he feels about us a lot of times too, I'm sure. Amen? Come on, can you imagine putting up with me? Amen. But anyway, so now Moses is dead. Joshua's the leader. They've crossed over the Jordan River on dry ground. We're not going to re-preach all that. They get over there and the men are ready to fight. And God says, we need to take care of some business. Circumcise every man under the age of 40. Lots of pain throughout the camp. And they were not in too good a shape. And so when Jericho came along last week, about all those boys could do is walk. And God had them walk one day, then another day, and then finally on the seventh day, He had them walk how many times? Seven times. And they did what? Shouted and they blew what? And they broke some pitchers and clay pots and made a lot of noise. Amen. Have you ever heard of a battle being fought like that? And the walls fell down what, the Bible says? Flat. And they went in and destroyed the people. And they were commanded, don't take anything for yourself. Everything that is going to be taken is for the treasury of the Lord. Do you remember that? Let's pick it up from there. Here we go. Title of my message today, and we do this at Fellowship. We have you talk back a little bit. I do anyway, and have you say scriptures with me so you leave here knowing something. That's the plan. So will you say that good and loud? Don't do it. One more time. Don't do it. It's the title of the message today. Don't do it. Right off the bat this morning. Don't do what, Pastor? Don't do this. Don't take the glory from the Lord. Say that with me. Don't take the glory from the Lord. It's going to get loud in here. Come on again. Don't take the glory from the Lord. I feel like He would say it real loud. I think God would say it real loud. Don't take the glory from me. That's our message today. Don't do that. Amen? And cut off them phones. Amen. Come on. Tell them we said hello. Tell them. Say this to them. Don't take the glory from the Lord. Here we go. Come on. Are y'all ready? Come on. We're fine. God will not share His glory. No matter how wonderful you think you are. You listening? God is big on God. You know what? I say this often around here. God ain't big on me, and God ain't big on you. You know who He's big on? Himself. Did He ever tell you to say, holy, holy, holy about yourself? Say. Amen? Yes or no? Did he ever tell you to pray in your name, say? Did he set you on his right side somewhere, say? Uh-uh. See, God's big on who? God. Doesn't mean he doesn't love us. Sure he does. He gave his one and only Son for us. But it's funny how we come to Christ. Oh, we don't come to Christ. And we're full of ourselves. And we're religious, and we're this, and I'm not that bad. It'd be better off if all of us could just learn how bad we really stink. And then you might start getting there in life. Amen? On learning what it is to give glory to God. Amen? Sorry to bust your bubble today. Let's go with it. Here we go. When God is glorified, there's power. There's always humility. There is hope. The word hope means a confident expectation. And there is peace when God is glorified in your life. Now listen, when God is not glorified, let me give you a little test of what life's going to be like. There's going to be no power in your life. And also, you're going to be arrogant. Oh, I can see it. I've dealt with this in my own life for sure. There's no real confidence. But at the end of the day, you're shallow and you have nothing. You listening to me or not? There's fear. You're scared. You're really not all that, are you? It's a game. It's a sham. And God's not fooled. You hearing me? Now listen, who wrote this message? I did. In my office. So guess who this message is for? Oh, Gary here. You trust me, if you're feeling like he's just preaching hard at me, you ought to see how bad I treated myself in my office. Amen. Man, I preach this thing and I'm like, you're horrible. Amen. So come on, it's your turn. Here we go. Pull up a chair. Come on. Say it with me. Don't do it. Did you know I've never preached a message on this subject in all these years? It's a good subject. Let's go back to our story now. Overconfident and arrogant. So they just marched around Jericho and the walls fell down what? Flat. Can't you hear them bragging? Can't you just hear them bragging maybe? I'm going to be a little silly here. Yeah. Did you see when I shouted, man, those rocks really fell down? That's how stupid taking glory is. When I broke my pitcher, whoa, the whole right section fell. You listening or not? That's how crazy our glorying sounds to God. Things that we puff ourselves up about that we did or we do and we don't realize. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring you back to reality. None of you would have an education unless you grew up in this country. If you grew up in a foreign country where they were poor and impoverished, you would have no education. Most of you would be dead now if you grew up in Zambia. You remember having the Zambians here? The average age lifespan is 35. How many is over 35? Can I see your hand? You're dead! You're alive. You have a job. You have an education. You have automobiles. You have things. Because you grew up in this great country that God blessed you to grow up in. You hear me or yes or no? Say, are y'all, I don't care if you're with me or not, to be honest with you. I'm just telling you the truth today. Amen? Say. That's who we are. We're blessed of God. What makes me different? Getting to go to Bonefish and get to eat. What makes me different than somebody that's having to get some rice and a cup of rice from us over here and take it over there somewhere, and that's what they have to eat all day with flies on their face? What makes the difference? It sure ain't me. You listening or not? We don't think enough like that. I don't think enough like that. You hear me? That's a good way to think. So it just sounds silly, doesn't it? I blew my trumpet, the wall fell. I mean, it's just craziness. So they're overconfident now and they're arrogant. Look at what happened. Verse 2, chapter 7. Joshua sent men from Jericho to a little town. Say it with me. Ai. In case you can't pronounce it, just say those two letters. Ai. Pretty easy. Which is beside Beth Haven on the east of Bethel. And he spoke unto them, saying to the spies, to those to go out and check it out, go up and view the country. And the men went up and they viewed what? They viewed this little town, this little city. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And listen, Joshua, don't make all the people to what? Yeah, don't make them struggle too much. But they ain't but a few folk up there. Are you feeling the overconfidence? Say, I'm feeling it. The story, it seems, today we're going to tell is about one man who does something wrong. And we're going to meet him in a little bit. But I saw something wrong happen before we ever meet the one man. They were overconfident and they were arrogant. And God's not going to put up with that. They said, it won't take many to defeat them, and don't make our people struggle. Amen? Last time I checked, most things in life that are worth doing cause a little struggle. Amen? Say. Yeah, praise God. Come on. It does. I would rather... Listen. Hey, I like struggling a little bit doing this thing debt-free that we're doing. I like that. It reminds me, I need you. Pete King told me, he said, man, we got to give God something to do. Amen. That's a good line. I love that. Okay? How did arrogance and overconfidence work out? Okay, the spies, they were professionals, man. How did it work out, their little, you know, summary of how the things would play out? Let's look at it. So they went up there, of the people, about 3,000. And they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai kicked their butt, smote. About 36 men were killed. They chased them from before the gate, even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down, as they were running backwards. Wherefore the hearts of the people, what? Melted and became as what? Water. What happened here? They were soundly defeated. I mean, are you kidding me? They crossed over on dry land. They marched around 7 times. We all fell down flat. And now they're fighting some little old outfit. And they're soundly defeated. 36 were killed while they were doing what? Running. I'm going to tell you something. When you take glory from the Lord, listen to me. When you take glory from the Lord, Satan is just shooting you right clear in the back. He has such a shot at you. When we take the glory from the Lord, we're not running close to the Lord, we're running from the Lord. And Satan has you in the sights, and he can nail you. It is so easy. And that old whole armor of God you got on, you turned around backwards, and you're in a heap of trouble. Amen. All of Israel was... And here's something else that happened. This is bad. Not only were those 3,000 defeated, and 36 were killed, and you know a lot of them were wounded. But here's the bad, bad part. Israel, all of Israel, became what? Paralyzed with fear. Wow. This is a big problem. They just crossed over. Jordan River dried up. Walls fell down flat. You can't get more confident. And God had them right where they needed to be. But when you take the glory from the Lord, it's amazing how fear can strike. You understand? But when you're big on God, and you know you've got a big God, it's amazing how that fear is not there. And it doesn't run through the camp. You listening? The conquering spirit was gone. I can't hear none of them going, God is with us. God will not fail us. God will not abandon us. I hear him saying the opposite. Where'd he go? What happened? He's left us. Because they took the glory from the Lord. Keep looking. When I'm arrogant and I'm overconfident and I start taking some of God's glory, I lose. I don't know why you think we do church. We do church here to help us. That's why I get up and preach on Sunday morning. This is a very helpful message. When I'm humble and I give God the glory and the credit and the praise and I seek Him, I win. You know what that does for me? The deep valley and the pit that I was in over this last about 13 months, it's done amazing things for my faith. Because there's no way I could pick myself up. But He didn't leave me. He didn't fail me. And He didn't abandon me. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Praise God. It's great. But now I'm going to take credit for it. How stupid that would be. Right? Say. How dumb that would be. Well, you're just getting on with your life. You're doing very well. No, I am horrible. But God is good. And He uses people, His people, to bless my life. And His Word to bless my life. You see how the difference is there, see? Crazy. I don't want to be a loser, guys. But when I take the glory, I'm defeated. I retreat. I'm running backwards. Can't go anywhere running backwards, people. I'm fearful about my life, my future, when I don't give glory to the Lord, and I lose that conqueror's mentality that I have hope and that I have confidence and I can have a future because God is good with me and good to me. You see what I'm saying? This is what I saw in my office. So, should I take the glory of the Lord? Somebody say it with me. Don't do it, fool. Amen? Don't do it. Keep looking. So what happened? We're rolling with the story. Joshua and the leaders are distraught when this happens. I mean, this is terrible. So Joshua rent his clothes, tore his clothes. He fell on the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until eventide, till the evening. And he and the elders of Israel put dust, ashes, all over their head. Anytime you start seeing yourself put dust all over your head, you know it's not a good day. Amen. So what does he do? Is Joshua a good man? Yes, he is. He blames God. And I was reading this week, and it's interesting. You know what God can do? God can handle your blame. Alright? He'll listen to it a little while, and then he's going to kick you right in the rear end. So he blames God. That's what he does. Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites? Have you done this to destroy us? Would to God we'd been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan and stayed on over there in the wilderness for longer. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns their backs before their enemies? They're running scared. They're cowards now. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land, they're going to hear how this little town whooped our tail. And shall environ us round about, shall encompass us around. They'll cut off our name from the earth. Oh, they know about us now. But that big old Jericho thing happening. But after AI, word's going to get out that we're nothing. I'm going to say something ugly. It reminds me of Kansas City beating Green Bay this year. Ooh! How the mighty fall. Are y'all listening to me? Say, 15-0. You go play a sorry team like Kansas City. Hey, we had the sorriest team, trust me. I can say this because we stunk. Green Bay won't ever write after that. You hear me? How many after Kansas City thought they could beat Green Bay? You think some teams started to think they could beat Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers might be fallible. We might can get to him. Say, you think it might have happened, yes or no? It did happen. Amen. Sorry about that. And then Joshua says this, and what will you do? And what will this do with your great name? Not just our name's going to be mud, your name's going to be. What will happen to your great name? You know what I wrote down? I ought to think about this before the glory of the Lord departs from me. Instead of, before I start giving him a little speech about his great name and what's going to happen to his great name if he lets me down, I ought to remember that before I start taking credit and glory to myself. You listening? What will happen with your great name, he says. Okay, God's had enough. Look what he says. Get up! And the Lord said unto Joshua, get up! Wherefore you lying there on your face? Israel has sinned. They've transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. They've even taken of the accursed thing. And they've also stolen. And they've dissembled also. And they put it even among their own stuff. Wow. You know what God says after that? Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore. Say that with me. Neither will I be with you anymore. What happens when I take glory from the Lord? Say it. Neither will I be with you anymore. One more time. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Now we're going to see what happened here in a second. So Joshua, he says, get up. Guess what God tells him right after this? Get up again! He does. I mean, God's all over him. But Joshua's a man. He can handle it. Right, fellas? He can handle it. Up! Sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, there's an accursed thing in the middle of you, O Israel, and you cannot stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Keep listening. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes. 12 tribes. It shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by what? We're going to do this deal. And it shall be that he that's taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire. Oh, it's no big deal to steal glory from God. He and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So what did God say? He told him to get up. He told him to do this. Go tribe by tribe. Say it with me. Go tribe by tribe. And narrow it down. And say this with me. And I'm going to help you find the snake. I'm going to help you find the snake that's holding you back from getting where you're going. You hear me? Look at what Joshua did. So God told him to get up twice. So guess what he probably did? Good advice, Joshua. So he got up. And he even got up early. Amen? He rose up early in the morning. See, that's why God can take your blame. He can only take it so long. And then it's going to be on you to get up. Amen? He's patient, but that patience ain't going to be there forever. You still got to move forward. So Joshua rose up early in the morning. He brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and say it with me, and Achan. Say that with me. Achan. One more time. The man's name was Achan. Something happened. I left a verse out at the beginning of the sermon today on purpose. Verse 1 of chapter 7 says that a man named Achan took and stole a Babylonian robe, about $2,500 today's value silver, and about $30,000 today's value gold, a 20-ounce gold bar. And God didn't appreciate it. You think God needed that little piddly mess? You think God wanted all the glory and all the credit? Oh, yeah. So he brought this man, Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, and Achan was taken. There's a lot of rhyming going on right now. Achan was taken. But wait a minute. Pop it up. Here's some more rhyming. Achan was hurting. Amen? No, that ain't rhyming. But Achan, you know Achan was hurting? Achan bones? Achan was hurting, baby. Achan was hurting. Achan stole more than stuff. Listen. He stole glory from the Lord. Isn't it crazy? Can you imagine what Achan might say? God's the one that made those walls fall down. Is that right? Can you imagine him later wearing that Babylonian robe saying, "Look what I did." Remember the time we fought way back when? I took this guy's robe. Say. We're stupid. We do stuff like that, don't we? We're the craziest people. And Joshua said unto Achan, "My son," why did I get the message on the glory of the Lord today from this verse right here? "My son, give, I pray thee," say it with me, "glory to the Lord God of Israel." He stole the glory of the Lord. It's really what he did. And now Joshua's saying, you're going to make this thing right. We're going to deal with this thing right now. You give glory to the Lord. And make confession unto him. Tell now what you have done, and don't you hide a thing from me, boy. I can see Joshua, man, are you kidding me? He had people that were ready to go. Now, fears throughout everybody. 36 of his men are dead, and a lot of them are wounded. And their spirit, forget about that, it's shot. He says, give glory to the Lord. Tell the truth. Give the details. Don't hide anything from me. Can't you feel it? I can feel it. Here's what Achan said. Say it with me. I wanted them so much, I took them. Can you say that with me? I wanted them so much, I took them. One more time. I wanted them so much, I took them. That's the way we are with glory and credit. It feels good. We want it so much that we take it. It feels so good to brag about us, to talk about us, to put us up. You know why we do it? Because I want it so much. That's why I'm taking it. I don't think God likes that, do you? Not at all. And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus have I done what I did. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, a robe, 200 shekels of silver, about 2,500 bucks today, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels, that's about 30 grand at about 1650 an ounce. Then I coveted them. I coveted them. I saw them. I wanted them so much that I took them. And behold," look at where they are. Say it with me. "And they are what? Hidden the earth in the midst of my what? And the silver's where?" You know what? Back in the day, the silver was worth more than the gold. The silver coins were worth more than the gold. Because he hid that deeper. Gonna have that down there for me. You understand? I learned something in my office. What are you gonna do with God's glory when you take it? I mean, we're funny, aren't we? I'm taking God's glory, and what am I going to do with it? How many like hanging around with Pharisaical people that are full of themselves? Can I see your hand? Do you see what I'm saying? When you start taking the glory and we find out that you are taking all the glory, we're not even going to be around you. Does that make sense to anybody? We're nuts. We brag. We puff ourselves up. We put ourselves up thinking that's going to make us succeed. We're going to get... But actually, you're doing yourself in. The greatest among you is going to be the least among you. The people I admire most at Fellowship Church, folks that'll blow off a sidewalk, pick up something that's on the ground, give and not want any credit. You understand? I'm just a human. I mean, that's sort of what I like out of people. How do y'all like it? You like this? Hey, I can't pick that up. That's beneath me. You like that kind of person? How about this? I gave this, so suck up to me. Do you like hanging around with people like that? Yes or no? You see what I'm saying? What are you going to do with the glory when you take it? I'll tell you what you're going to do with it. You're going to have to hide it. You're going to have to bury it in your tent somewhere. Because you can't handle it. You can't handle the glory. So don't take it. You listening this morning? Now this is just the Lord dealing with me in my office. You can't handle the glory. I'm God, God says, and you're not. I've created you. Yeah, you're in my likeness and in my image, and you're special. But your place is to serve. Your place is to love. Your place is to share the good news about me. You understand? What a good lesson today. We're building that building for the glory of the Lord. I'm not the brightest bulb in the box sometimes. But I say, if you can't give cheerfully, keep it for the glory of the Lord. Amen? If people get frustrated with the length it's taken to build a building or the cost of building the building, I'd prefer you go somewhere else to church. I'm not really here trying to please you. I love you. But the glory of the Lord matters to me more than you. You listening or not? And I can't walk on water and predict the economy. But He can take care of me. You hear me? And the fun thing about doing this thing with the crazy economy crashing and everything is this: God's just going to get Him some more glory. And it's going to make me love Him more. You understand where I'm coming from? And this won't end my sermon. I'm just talking to you. And I might have got myself in trouble. Joshua told Achan, "You caused us trouble? Now the Lord's going to cause you trouble." Sometimes we think we can take the glory of the Lord and say it's a little lay me down to sleep prayer and it's all going to be washed away and it's all going to be fine. I tell you what, when you take the glory of the Lord, don't be surprised if your life goes to hell in a handbasket in a hurry. And it's good that you confess and all that kind of mess, but you better learn some serious lessons about taking the glory from God. This is tough right here. So Joshua sent messengers and they ran to his tent. Behold, it was hid in his tent and the silver was down lower. And they took them out of the midst of the tent. They brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel. And they laid out the robe, they laid out the gold, they laid out the silver before the Lord. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and he took the silver, interesting, took the garment, took the gold, took his sons, took his daughters, took his oxes, took his asses, took his sheep, took his tent, took everything he had. Sounded like the guy had a lot already, didn't it? That's something else I saw. We've got so much, church, and we got to have some glory, too. All of us living in America, that should be enough. Amen. I tell you what. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Guess what the word achor means? Take a wild guess. Trouble. When you steal the glory from the Lord, you're in the valley of trouble. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones. And they burned them with fire after they stoned them with stones. You know, God could not write stuff like that in the Bible if He wanted to. And He could make other people like Him more. But God's not really trying to impress us. His glory matters more than you being impressed with Him. So He just tells it like it is. And this is ugly, isn't it? Say. And they raised over Him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of His anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor, or the Valley of what? Trouble, unto this day. But when they gave the glory to the Lord, when they dealt with the situation, God's fierceness and anger, His anger was subsided. What did I learn today? Tough message, isn't it? People would tell me, you can't build a church preaching messages like this. You'll run people off, preacher. This message is for me. Last time I checked, I got to still live life too. Amen? This is a good message for the preacher today. Amen? This thing kicked my tail this week. It was good. It was good. That's just fine. When I start acting like everything I have, I made happen myself. That's the way I talk. I know it ain't a good sentence. When I start acting like everything I have, I made happen myself. When I start acting like everything I have, I made happen myself. Listen, then I'm in the valley of what? Ho, ho, ho! And I just got a few to close us out with. For all the pretty people of the world, my appearance is because of me. But when we hear you say that, you get pretty ugly quick. My relationships are because of me. Aren't you glad God gave us the relationships that we have? Do you think God gave you these people in your life, or do you think you just made it all happen? The loving people in your life. Amen? Are you hearing me today? My talents are because of me. No, your talents are because you grew up in America. You live in this great country. You were able to get an education because you grew up here. If we would put you in Zambia, you would most likely be dead now. You would have never discovered your talent because you'd have been living every day just to survive. Did you hear what I said today? You understand? I know this is tough preaching. My successes are because of me. You know what God's saying? Give me that. My possessions, oh boy, are because of me. Do you think God would like it if we gave Him glory for all that? Yes or no? And then I believe there's kinds of scriptures in the Bible that says when we do that kind of stuff, He likes it so much, He seems to want to bless you double or something. You understand? He loves it when you give Him the glory. That's my message today. Should we take the glory from the Lord? Say it with me. One more time. Amen. Don't take the glory from the Lord. Give glory to the Lord. Amen. Good for our heart today, church. Strong word today. Amen. Good stuff for us, man. Come on.